This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
Last month, I had the chance to sit down with Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania's Board Chairman Tim Rozek and Executive Vice President Bill Lucas. We had the chance to talk about all things workforce development and the list of special events Junior Achievement hosts that help them fund their important mission. This month, we have the opportunity to sit down with Northern Pennsylvania Regional College's President, Susan Snellick. Welcome to the show, Susie.
Good afternoon, Matt. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
For a little background, we partner with NPRC here at the Corey Higher Education Council to provide affordable and accessible educational options to our residents and folks from the area. What can you tell me about NPRC that makes it different?
Of course. Oh boy, where do I start? There are so many things about NPRC that makes us unique, from our model to the large geography we serve and everything in between. As you know, Matt, our model allows us to connect classrooms across a very large geography to allow for significant cost savings. We don't maintain buildings, but instead we partner with school districts and councils like yours that offer classrooms right here in our communities. This ensures access as well as affordability. Students are able to get an NPRC associate degree right at the Corey Higher Education Council. Another thing that I feel makes us unique is that we are proud to be student-centric, meaning we keep students in the center of everything that we do. We do this in a number of ways. One in particular is our student engagement specialist. Every student that enrolls at NPRC is provided with a specialist that will help them every step of the way, from scheduling classes to grade check-ins and managing their course load. We want to ensure that every student is successful in their education journey. We also keep our class size small, as well as ensuring that students are provided with an exceptional educational experience.
So one of the things that impresses me here is the ability to kind of be nimble in the educational opportunities. We have had the opportunity to work with NPRC to develop some workforce options. Can you tell me a little bit about the workforce options that are available at NPRC?
Sure, I'd love to discuss workforce opportunities. We offer our workforce courses in a multifaceted approach with three main focus areas. The first is customized training for a specific employer or industry. So courses are customized and many times they're offered on site at the employer's facility, and it's really based on a needs analysis that's completed with the employer or with the industry at large to determine what the training needs are going to be, and then we offer the training for them. The next area of focus is apprenticeships, and we are poised to offer the related technical instruction that is critical to the success of any apprenticeship model. And then finally, we have our public offerings, and those include such things as CDA, which stands for Child Development Associate. We offer emergency management services, medical coding and billing, and we have a wastewater program starting soon. The great thing, Matt, as you said, about workforce is its flexibility so that we can offer programs anywhere in any way, based on the needs. And it doesn't have to be something that's set up and lasts forever. It can be offered one time and be done. It's really just solely based on what the needs are.
That's great. And we've really enjoyed having that partnership and working with the people at NPRC to develop some programs. So one thing that I was excited about this year, and it's new to us, we as a council have focused a lot on adult education. So there's this space that we typically train in. This year, NPRC was able to develop a dual enrollment with the Corey High School right here in our building. So we have high school students that come in to take NPRC classes. Can you talk a little bit about this opportunity?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. I can't tell you, Matt, how excited I am for this partnership. Dual enrollment has really risen as one of our main priority areas for NPRC. And we're looking for opportunities to continue to grow offerings as well as partnerships. So the fact that we were able to partner with the Cory School District was just a great opportunity. And basically, dual enrollment is an opportunity for high school students in their junior and senior year to enroll in our academic offerings. They can actually do it in a couple of ways. They can participate in classes that are offered during the daytime hours, like they are right now, right at the Cory High Ed building, or they could participate in our evening courses as well. But a lot of times for high school students, that's not ideal because they're in activities and sports that conflict. So the fact that we're able to do the daytime offerings is much more attractive. And Cory High School has been so wonderful in providing transportation for their students to make it easier for them to get to the High Ed building. And I think it's also a great experience because they're going to a different location. They're going to the High Ed building to actually participate in college classes. So they get a touch of what it would be like. And once they feel that success, then they know they can be successful. So I love the model and I'm excited for them. And really for a high school student participating in dual enrollment, it gives them such a great jump start in their post-secondary education journey at such a reduced cost, so that when they graduate and they decide to go on to further their education, they've already completed a number of courses that they don't need to complete when they go on to college. And with our recent exciting news of candidacy by the Middle States Commission on Higher Education in March of this year, transfer of credits to other institutions is so much easier and definitely more feasible for our students.
That's great. We're so glad to see them every morning. It has changed the energy in the building.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Absolutely, absolutely. So say someone wants to register for courses right here in Cory at our building, how could they do that?
Sure. So I would recommend two ways. The first, if they would like to talk to a live person, they can always call our office and really talk to anyone. That number is 814-230-9010. But if all they need to do is access the information, they can visit our website and sort of click through and find the information that they need. And that's discovernprc.org.
That's great. So we're coming to the end of our time. Are you able to provide any information about new programs or initiatives that are upcoming for the college?
Sure. As you know, Matt, just last month, we signed an articulation agreement with Erie County Community College right there in your building. And that was such an exciting day for both institutions. And really, the goal is ensuring a no wrong door approach for education in Erie County. We want to make sure students have access to whatever they need, however they need it, and it doesn't matter which institution is providing it. We're also collaborating with EC3 up in Erie at our Education and Training Center. We're happy to be really moving that partnership forward. And there's, I think, a lot more opportunity that we're just sort of testing the ground right now for that. And we're also in the development phase of more internal collaboration at NPRC between workforce and academics, and looking at developing certificate offerings where we would pull in a couple of academic programs or courses with a couple of workforce development to offer a certificate program where somebody could complete the training in less than, you know, the 2 years that it takes to get an associate's degree. And so an example of that would be like a bookkeeper certificate where they wouldn't necessarily need their accounting degree, but they could take a couple of accounting classes, couple that with some maybe Microsoft Word classes, and then develop that into a certificate. So we're really excited about that. We're in the development phase, but more definitely to come on that.
So many of my conversations with people kind of focus on those specialized places where we can get a certificate for someone to do a very specialized job. So we appreciate that.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Susie. I appreciate you taking time out of your day today to discuss the partnership between the Cory Higher Education Council and Northern Pennsylvania Regional College. We are so happy that NPRC has invested so much in our community, and I look forward to working closely with you right here in Cory.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Look for our podcast next month as I sit down with Brad Gleason, Director of Entrepreneurial Operations at Gannon University, where we will discuss the Beehive Satellite Program right here in Cory and other upcoming projects.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Cory Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Cory Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Cory Higher Education Council. Learn more at CoryHighEd.com. That's CoryHighEd.com.